Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn. We've got a fine guest with us this afternoon. It's Allison McManus. She's the National Security and International Policy Managing Director at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Allison, you joined me back in May, and we spent a goodly amount of time talking about the Donald Trump's cuts to the Veterans Administration and cuts to services that veterans rely upon. And it strikes me that, and we spoke with a professor from the Michigan State University before you joined us, that at best, what we've got here is basically increased antagonism with Iran, decreased incentives for the Iranians to enter into good faith negotiations or to allow meaningful inspections of their weapons programs by the IAEA. And that at best, maybe we're looking at a few months worth of longer run up for Iran to possess a nuclear weapon. At what cost? And so, and hat tip to one of our regular listeners, Mike H., for helping me access data and information on these numbers. But B-2 bombers are about over $4 billion each. There's six bombers participated in this bombing mission. It costs about $150,000 per hour to fly one of those. The flight path per bomber was around 40 hours. 20 bunker busters, these enormous ground-penetrating bombs, are $20 million each. We used 14 of those at least. Tomahawks are $4.25 million each minimum. There were about 200 of those fired. So I did a little back of the envelope math. We're talking about $30 billion. At the same point that Donald Trump is laying off thousands of veterans out of federal government positions, laying off thousands of veterans and other folks that work for the VA itself, and veterans often are recipients of both emergency food assistance and are a high percentage of Medicaid users. And so how does this sit for veterans? Here we engaged in this missile campaign. Thankfully, the retaliatory strikes on our largest Mideast base in Qatar, no fatalities there. It was telegraphed by Iran, so we knew it was coming. But how does this sit with veterans that we engage in this? There was no notification to Congress, certainly no congressional approval. And yet there have also been all of these unilateral actions by this administration to cut the services that veterans rely upon.
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I would, highlight a few things. One is that, of course, our service members take up service in defense of the nation. And so certainly there's always the possibility that that might mean engaging in some kind of military action. That is what the military's for. We have a military budget, we procure weapons because we need to keep the nation safe. The military is not there to act at the whim of the president. The Constitution lays out the authority of Congress, first and foremost, to declare acts of war, and then the authority of the president as, in the ability to execute those wars. So, there is real danger when you have a president, as President Trump has done, that uses the military, to carry out whatever his project might be on that day. In this particular instance, we can absolutely point to how these military strikes have increased the threat environment for our service members in the region. So that's number one. I mean, it's putting these men, women at risk. The second piece of that is also that we are now focused and are deploying resources in Iran at a time when we are facing all kinds of threats that are really legitimate threats elsewhere. So it's not just that we're, now extended in the Middle East. There's an ongoing war in Ukraine. There's continued, threats from China. So really, we're also seeing, that our military is spread super thin. at a time when, you know, they are not necessarily able to make the kind of resource determinations that they need to protect the American people. So that's just in terms of like what our active duty service members, you know, are going through. You know, added to that also at this time of increased threat, at this time, you know, where we're seeing these kind of reckless decisions, these unconstitutional decisions, you also are seeing where service members and veterans are being squeezed because of these cuts to critical programs and services. And, you know, Maggie, we talked about a lot of these. These are the cuts that we're seeing at the VA, the big, beautiful bill that Trump is, you know, continues to push that is likely going to be passed in the Senate this weekend or early next week that will cut benefits. So, you know, this is really a time when, you know, our military community is being put in the line of fire.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally in the line of fire, you know, where they're being asked to make really difficult decisions on, you know, how to keep the nation safe and at the same time, how to fit their families, how to make sure they're able to access benefits.
Wisconsin, home to over 280,000 veterans. They are 6% of our population. We should be able to do better for them. And we should have a fully participatory Congress when it comes to bombing a foreign nation, a nation state, as opposed to a non-state actor. My thanks to Allison McManus from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Stay with us. Next, we've got Reggie Jackson. We explore the historical underpinnings of disparities in wellness between our young white kids and our young black kids here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't miss it. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.